Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Deacon Supply.
From 104.5 The Zone, a complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews.
Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday right here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad you're with us. April the 13th. Hard to believe we're already halfway through April, or about halfway through April. Spring sports are starting to wind down, get into district tournament seasons, and the athletic year for 2018-2019 wrapping up. Hard to believe time is flying by. A little bit rainy out there today, so not sure how many events will be canceled or not, but I know a lot of them are wait and see. So anyways, if you're headed to any of those, safe travels, leave a little early, give yourself a little extra time, and I appreciate you being with us for the next hour. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, at Tate Matthews, give us a follow. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every morning, Saturday morning, ahead of time. All right, the lineup news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest. Very excited about this. Marcus Queen and Penn Station East Coast Subs announced their winner, Scholarship Athlete of the Year Award winners this past week. Both of them from DCA, boys and girls winner. For the winter quarter, were from DCA, Mitchell Ray, the boys, and Alex Benke, the girls. They're both going to join us in the next segment, talk to them about that. Very impressive young student athletes. Very impressive. When you start looking at what all they've done, kind of makes me feel bad about what I did. So very excited to have them. Then we're going to go to Ravenwood baseball coach Danny Bourne. And then we'll finish up with Tennessee Tech football head football coach Dwayne Alexander. Talked to him about the Golden Eagles. A lot of mid-state guys on the team, and a lot of Tennessee focus recruiting that they've got going on, and just about the team and spring practice. Excited to talk to Coach Alexander. All right, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Talk about it every week. Hope you went there last week for the last weekend for the Final Four. But if you headed downtown, it is the place to make your huddle point, your stopping point. If you're just going out to dinner, if you're going to stop off somewhere before going to a Preds game, whatever, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. Right there on the corner of 3rd and DeMumbrium, hard to miss, six-story building that's got the best views anywhere downtown. First floor looks like an old-school diner. You'll know it when you walk in and see the black and white checkerboard tile. Pastries, muffins, cheesecake. They've got coffee, latte, espresso, something for everybody on the first one. Old-time booths, so you can sit there and have a nice cup of coffee and a muffin, a conversation, whatever. Second floor, sports bar, theme space, double-sided wall of TVs, great menu on the second floor. If the game's on, the Masters today, tomorrow, it'll be on there, and obviously a great view from there. Fourth and fifth, stunning fine dining spaces. They've got the traditional favorites, but some local favorites as well. That's where you're going to sit down, be waited on by a server. Sixth floor, seafood floor, oysters, best Rockefeller in town. I'm a big fan of the Creole. The gumbo, don't sleep on the gumbo. Best view anywhere downtown is on the sixth floor of the diner. So if you're downtown this weekend or anytime during the week, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. All right, the TBCA state poll is out this week, second poll of the season. AAA, number one is Collierville. But then we represented at number 7 and number 8. Summit, number 7. Riverdale, number 8. I find it hard to believe that there are 5 teams better than Summit right now, but that's what it is. Doesn't matter where you are right now. It's where you end up. But Summit and Riverdale representing the mid-state and AAA. AA, 1 is Greenville. Then number 2, Stewart County. Number 6, Greenbrier from the mid-state. Single A, number 1, Trinity Christian out of Jackson. Number 2 is Loretto. 6, Cornersville. 7, East Robertson. In D2A, CPA sitting at the top spot. And D2AA, Ensworth is at number two. Montgomery Bell Academy, number three. Those are the TBCA rankings for this week. Again, second poll of the year. The Tennessean released their all-mid-state teams Monday in basketball. Eight members of each on the first team. I need to reach out to Kreger, find out why eight. I'm sure there's a good reason. But all of them very impressive. On the boys' side, on the boys' side of the all-mid-state Tennessean team, center Nate Bladorn, Nolensville. Pretty impressive when you start looking at all this. 20 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks on the season. Guard, Randy Brady, Brentwood Academy, sophomore. 19 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Guard, Marcus Fitzgerald, again, Brentwood Academy. He's a junior. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Reese Glover, I think he's one of only 2 seniors on the team. Reese Glover, Franklin, one of my favorite guys to watch in a long time. 24 points, 5 assists, 3 steals. Guard, Marvin Hughes, Jr., McGavick. 27 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Keon Johnson, Jr., Webb School, Bell Buckle. 24 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Will Pruitt, Jr., Mount Juliet. 15 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. And lastly, KJ Johnson, Sr., Marshall County. I knew he had a lot, but I did not realize it was this much. 34.8 points per game on the year average. 5 rebounds, 5 assists. So congratulations to all those young men. Very impressive list right there. On the girls' side, Keely Carter, Jr., Macon County. 18 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals on the year. Jazz Harmon, Jr., Ravenwood. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals on the year. Aislinn Hayes, Sr., Riverdale. 14 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals. Deshia Hoosier, Sr., Beach, 15 points, 3 steals, 2 assists. Emma Palmer, Jr., Mount Juliet, 18 points, 7 rebounds. Dontavia Wagner, Jr., Ensworth, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals. Carly Weathers, freshman. That's right, freshman. Loretto, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals. Faith Wilkin, Sr., Page, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 steals on the season. Congratulations to all the young ladies that made that team. The All-Mid-State Wrestling team was named this week, along with swimming, a bunch of those. We'll mention those next week. But congratulations to the two on the basketball team. Congratulations, Graham Barton, Ravenwood offensive lineman, committed to Duke this week. Big time. Big get for Duke and a big get, big commitment for Graham. You're going to hear more and more about him his senior year. Very impressive offensive lineman this year in his junior season, coming back next year for a senior season with Ravenwood. But congratulations to him. Again, a lot of softball tournaments, the Raptor Classic going on today. Hopefully the rain will hold off and they'll be able to get that in. I think they're going to hold off a little bit the start time, but hopefully we can get the baseball and softball tournaments in today. Track meets, Highland Relays was last week, another great event by Coach David Tucker. I don't know how many years it is now, but that's my favorite. Track meet of the year, Doug Hall Relays over at NBA today. That's another great track meet. So if you're looking for something to do outside today, if the rain holds off, get over to the Doug Halls. You'll be pleased that you did. All right, when we come back, we're going to have the Penn Station East Coast Subs winter quarter winners, Mitchell Ray and Alex Benke of DCA will join us right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Before we get to the Penn Station East Coast Sub winter quarter winners, want to give a special shout out to my man, Little Jay Spray, Little Jason, 5-star Vols headed on their way to their baseball tournament in Clarksville. He's a big hitter, long ball hitter. So shout out to Jason. Good luck today, buddy. Swing that bat hard. I know you will. Safe travels. All right, Penn Station East Coast Subs, big supporter of high school athletics in Middle Tennessee. Talk about them all the time. 3 locations in the mid-state. Hermitage, 2 in the borough, 1 on Medical, 1 on Memorial. And as always, and have been for, I guess, 4 years, the Penn Station East Coast Subs Scholarship Athlete of the Year. They've announced their winter quarter winners. Both of them happened to be from DCA. Marcus Queen went and presented them last week, and we're going to have both of them on today. Very excited about that. Ladies first, we'll start with the ladies winner, Alex Benke, DCA, basketball and softball. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you joining us. Are you so you're on the softball team, a pretty big part of the softball team. You all are competing in the Raptor Classic today. Has the rain messed anything up? Are we on as scheduled?
We're on schedule so far.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, and excited to talk to you. So let's talk about your senior year, and we'll talk about your whole high school. But anyways, the Mr. Queen came out, presented you and Mitchell with the Penn Station East Coast Subs Winter Quarter Athlete of the Year winners. Congratulations. I know you were very excited about that. You have to be well-rounded, right? This isn't just an athletic award. You got to be strong athletically, academically, community service and all that. So kind of talk about the other day when he came out. Did you know you were getting it? Were you excited?
Yes, I was very excited. It's a very big honor. I did know I was getting it because somebody at my school had told me. So I was really excited about it.
Outstanding. Well, you're a member of the basketball team, also the softball team. I know you are a pitcher. Do you only play pitcher, or do you play in the field some?
For my school team, I'm the only pitcher pretty much. So I pitch every game, but then I can play other positions. But for school, I just pitch.
Well, and you're headed to play next year. You've committed to play, signed to play at Trevecca next year. So congratulations on that. I know you're very excited about that.
Thank you. You're
going to be able to stay close to home. And that's a great school to go to. Had a big week last week. Was named the Tennessean Female Athlete of the Week. Had a shutout and a no-hitter. So that was a good week. Team must have played well last week.
Yes.
Academics, something that's a big part of what you do. You have Mr. Queen informed me you have a 4.08 GPA. So talk about that. You're obviously very involved athletically. To have a 4.08 GPA, you have to really concentrate on your academics. How do you go about balancing that?
Yes. Well, school is always first for me. Academics is really important. So I always try to do that first, and then softball and basketball second.
National Honor Society president, also a member of that, been on the honor roll for a long time. You were the junior class secretary, your sophomore class secretary. So talk a little bit about just being involved. Where did this come from? Being as well-rounded as you are in the school, you're a big part of FCA. Was this a decision you made early on, wanting to be, I want to give myself the best, chance that I can, opportunities wise, college later on, or just something you always wanted to be involved in as much as you could?
Yes, I really like being involved in the school and just doing as much as I can and staying busy.
All right, well, let's talk about senior year and softball. Obviously, it's going well right now. Got a big tournament today at Ravenwood. A lot of good teams. Do you know who you play today?
We're about to play Father Ryan for our second pool game, and then the tournament will start. And I don't think we know who we play for that yet.
And you're on the mound.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready?
Yes.
What kind of warm-up do we do as a pitcher for softball? What do we do to warm up to get ready for Father Ryan?
I guess just mentally prepare to win a game and then go out there and do it.
So do you visualize, like, a lot of visualization? Do you visualize yourself throwing strikes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, hey, Alex, congratulations. Big, that's a big honor. I know because I see Mr. Queen has a lot of great nominees that come in, and for you all to be picked, and both of you from the same school, that's really neat. But for you to be picked as the female award winner for the winter quarter, that's a heck of an honor. So congratulations. Well deserved. I appreciate
you
calling us, and we're excited to watch you next 4 years at Trevecca, okay?
Thank you so much.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
That was Alex Benke. She's the winner, female award winner for Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year Award. And then the boys, the same school. And he's joining us now, Mitchell Ray. Mitchell, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, buddy. Congratulations. Same thing. I guess you knew that you were getting it, but congratulations on being the Winter Quarter Award winner. Pretty neat thing. Your sister, Misty, was the 2014 winner. She won the very first ever Athlete of the Year Scholarship Award from Penn Station East Coast Subs. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess it runs in the family.
That's right. Who had a better GPA, you or your sister?
Oh, she does by far.
And remind me, where did she go?
She went to Tennessee Tech.
Okay, everything and all good. Is she a senior or is she done?
She actually graduated last year. She's working on her master's right now.
Yeah, no surprise there. Well, hey, congratulations to you. A member of the football team. I think something that would be pretty cool. I know Coach Wade said you're one of the leaders, and I want to hear from you. Well-rounded guy, as we mentioned. Talk about your senior year, your junior year. Obviously, you are the D1A or the D2A runner-ups. Had a lot of seniors on that team, right? Lost a lot of guys. Coach Goodwin gets out. Coach Wade comes in this year, so. Obviously, a rebuilding. We lost a lot of guys. You were one of the seniors that were back. Building this thing back up, I know you all were very excited to get Coach Wade back, but talk about your senior year, kind of laying that foundation for building this thing back up.
Yeah, it was interesting losing. We lost a lot of coaching staff, actually, and then we had Coach Wade come in, bring in some of his new guys, and we actually only had two seniors. Me and Clayton were just like, hey, it might not work out that well for us this year, but we need to get these guys to where they're going to be able to adapt to the change and work their butts off next year for Coach and maybe give him a good year next year. But, you know, we were just ready to work for Coach. I went right to work for him. I was just ready to make best of my senior year that I could.
Well, and so you got to experience the highs and lows, and I don't want to say lows, but like I said, your junior year, you went to the Blue Cross Bowl, Tennessee Tech, and then, like I said, so that had to be very, very, very cool. You were a big part of that. This year, you're the captain, and so I'm sure, like you said, you know, y'all are went to work for him and laying that foundation to get this thing built back up, but there had to be a lot of gratifying parts of that as well. Your senior year, like I said, not the record you all wanted, but going out and these younger guys below you, what would you like to be remembered for?
I think being a good leader for them and helping them to grow and be able to appreciate what the coaches are saying instead of taking it personally. I know that was something I did when I first got to high school football. I took a lot of stuff that they said personally, but then as I grew, I was just like, that's just how it's got to be. They're telling me what I need to do to make myself better. So trying to help them grow and be able to take what the coaches say with a grain of salt and use it is probably what I want to be remembered for.
Community service, something that's been a big part of your high school career. You volunteered countless hours at Hermitage Elementary School. Also at a local toy store each Christmas, but the elementary, obviously you like little kids, like being around them. What is it about that that's where you like to spend your community service time?
You know, that's something else that runs in the family. My brother actually went to teach at a school for a little bit, or he was like I don't know what you call it, but he was at a daycare almost. And then my sister is also doing some child development stuff. So I think that just comes from the family as well. I just love their energy. They're so innocent and they tell you like it is, which I really appreciate. So
you plan
something about their,
no, go ahead. Joy. Go ahead.
That's it. Just something about their little joy that they have about them.
Well, I think that's great. You plan to attend UT Chattanooga in the fall. Studying, do you know what you're going to study? Do you plan on, or are you just going to be a student? What, give us your plans for UT Chat next year? And also, great choice. I love what that school is on the rise. Downtown Chattanooga is just, it's gotten an upgrade, right? And the campus has had a lot of upgrades. It's really a hot school right now. Why UT Chat?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be studying chemical engineering. That's what I'm going in interested in. We'll see if that turns into something with child development as well. But, yeah, I really love the campus area. I was stuck between Tech or UTC. Tech, obviously, because of my sister. But I just chose UTC because I love the area that it's in. There's a lot of free stuff to do outside of, like, with nature walks and stuff like that. So when it came to, down to it, I was just like, which area would I prefer to stay in more?
3.38 GPA, playing football and doing all the things that you did. You made the all your honor roll. Again, academics, obviously, something very important to you. Same question as Alex. How do you, being an athlete and being such a strong student, how do you balance that?
It comes pretty natural to me, I guess. I don't really stress about a lot of things. No. I don't find a reason to stress. So I would just, as soon as football was ended or was over, I just went straight to working on my stuff at home and just have it done before I could get to school the next day. So that way I didn't have to worry about anything on that day. So I just tried to get it done as soon as I could. I got most of it done in class, actually, because we get a lot of class time. But
so if I'm hearing you correctly, time management, manage your time right, right? You utilize those study halls. You have them for a reason.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, hey, Mitchell, congratulations. That's really cool, man. One, congratulations to you, but then also with your sister being a winner, that's neat. Very, very, very. Obviously, your parents did a very good job. They've raised some outstanding kids. One question before we go, talking football, a big Paul Wade fan on this show. Is it safe to say Coach Wade has the best sock game in the Mid-State?
For sure he does.
All right, man. Congratulations. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Mitchell Ray, Alex Benke, both of DCA, the Winter Quarter Award winners for the Penn Station East Coast Subs Scholarship of the Year Award. They are now in the pool for the finalists that will be announced here in about 3-4 weeks. So good luck to them. Both very impressive young people. And shout out to Marcus Queen and Penn Station East Coast Subs for always putting this on. It's a big deal. Somebody's going to get a $2,000 scholarship to go to college, and I'd say these two have a very good shot at it. All right, we'll be right back. Danny Bourne, Ravenwood Baseball, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Walker Chevrolet, 3940 Carruthers, right off 96 in Franklin. Chevy Central, best inventory of new and used Chevrolets anywhere in the Mid-State. And they are the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we've got Coach Danny Bourne, Ravenwood Baseball, on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us, man. What do the Raptors have on tap for the weekend? Are y'all scheduled to play? If so, is this weather going to mess with it? If not, practice. What do we got going on this weekend?
Well, we played Grace Christian Academy last night, late game. We're supposed to play Florence, Alabama today, and that game has already been canceled due to weather forecast and them not making the trip. It was going to be an interesting situation where they were going to play us at noon and then drive over and play Brentwood Academy at 3:30. So with the forecast coming, they didn't want to make the trip due to the long drive and the weather forecast over the rain scattered throughout the day. So we are canceled today, and we'll get back to practice tomorrow and get ready for a big series on Monday against Centennial.
When that happens, you give them the day off?
Yeah, they'll be off today since we played late, and then we'll practice tomorrow and start preparing for Centennial.
You mentioned your team got a nice win last night against Grace Christian, one of the smaller private schools, but a really good baseball program. Coach Meyer out there, they do a great job. I think I saw on Twitter where a very familiar name hit a dinger last night. Zane Denton, correct? Did he hit one?
Yeah, he hit his seventh home run last night.
For those that are wondering, his older brother was a pretty good player.
Yeah, Bryce, he's very special to Ravenwood baseball. And, my first year at Ravenwood and Coach Craig's as well was Bryce's freshman year. So we got to coach Bryce and Zane all the way through. And to see Bryce, see Zane as a senior is pretty special. And he's having a great year. Hit his seventh home run last night. He's also developed into our closer on the mound and has played a key role defensively at third and playing some shortstop now as well.
So let's talk about the team this year. This year, first year as the head coach at Ravenwood, taking over for, as you mentioned, Coach Teddy Craig, who, what a great Mr. May, right? What a great career he had there at Ravenwood, and you were there with him for most of it, if not all of it. So talk a little bit about it. How's it going your first year? This is not your first head coaching stint. You were the head coach at Zion Christian when you were younger. You're still young. But so your first year as the head coach at Ravenwood, you know, I love talking to guys like you all the time when you take over for somebody like Coach Craig. Obviously, if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. But you got to be you. It's got to be your program, right? So talk about how you've balanced taking over for Coach Craig. Obviously, you've probably kept a lot of the same things, but now it's Danny Bourne's team. So talk about that, the transition this year, and how you think it's going so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Craig and I actually came the same year 8 years ago, and I've been his assistant for the last seven and able to step in and continue what he's doing. But the beauty of it is he still teaches at the school, so he's a hallway away from walking down and running things by him and still having his ear and you know, being able to lean on him in certain situations that come up. So there's nothing better than having your mentor, you know, here in the same building as you still, and be able to go down and talk to him whenever needed. And he's still there to help out in any way. And his son's still on the team, who's a junior and, you know, still involved in every game and a very good, you know, just having the eyes in the sky, I call it, you know, of him up there watching and be able to bounce back and forth things with. But no, it's been great. And, you know, I've been waiting to be a head coach for a while now. And, you know, Ravenwood is such a special school, you know, academically and the people here and the sports programs that, you know, it's one of those things where when I got here, I just didn't want to leave, you know. So it's one of those things where you come to a place, you fall in love with the school and the people, and, you know, couldn't be more happy and proud to take over this program and continue what Coach Craig started. And just really keep the ball rolling, you know, and that's why I told the players from day one that it's the same ball rolling down the hill, and it might be shaped a little bit differently here and there, but for the most part, it's the same ball and the same program and the same thing going forward.
Well, you mentioned Zane Denton, obviously, you know, a guy who can do a lot of different things from the plate, the mound, and the field as well. In 11 AAA, if you don't have pitching, you're gonna struggle in this league, right? Obviously, and we'll talk about the standings here in a second. I think, you know, all of you have things that you do well. I think it's pretty obvious that I think most would agree. Summit probably has, you know, if you're talking about their first three, they've got the best collection of the three. No surprise. They're sitting atop the standings right now. But who are some of your leaders right now on the mound?
Well, Shane Craig has anchored the starting rotation. He's been the Monday starter since day one. And the interesting thing with Shane is he's new to pitching. You know, he started pitching a little bit at the end of last year and carried over in the summer and started to get some college interest. And, you know, has really come on and being able to throw two pitches for strikes very consistently. You know, he runs it up mid to upper 80s with his fastball and with some good arm side run action. And his breaking ball is very good and effective. And he's just a competitor. We also have Brian Garcia, who also is the starting quarterback, who is also a really good pitcher for us and can do a lot of different things and can really manipulate the ball, you know. And I always attribute it to, you know, when you're throwing football all year and you're throwing baseball in the other season, that you can really do a lot of things that most pitchers can't do with the ball, as far as, you know, different pitches and different feel for different things. Chase Piotrowski, who was hurt at the beginning of the year and has come on really strong, has kind of anchored our third spot in the rotation, has done a great job. And then in relief, Ben Callahan, Jackson Sherrill, and then Zane Denton has been able to be a good combination. And, you know, our struggles at the beginning of the year were just trying to figure out the right pieces on the mound. And you know, once we solidified those six, things went very well for us. We're 9-2 in our last 11 games, and last night we crossed over the 500 mark for the first time all season. And you know, so feel really good about our arms going forward.
Coach, one thing that I think is very cool about Ravenwood, you all have always, and you have to, you've always been a school that has a lot of multi sport athletes, and two of those guys you just mentioned, maybe more of them, but Craig, and then obviously Garcia, both played football. Played football deep into the playoffs, right, all the way to the semifinals. So you're talking about, you know, obviously you're starting to come around now. With the getting into form that you're in now, Is that part of it? And if so, how do you balance that? I mean, it's, you know, obviously you want those two guys, winners, you know, on your team. But is that part of it when two of your pitchers or your main pitchers were football guys, do they, and getting a little bit later start, or that was just the team gelling together?
Well, you know, I wish every one of our players would play football. I think there's nothing better than the crossover of the toughness you get from that sport that carries over the baseball field, just the competitive factor. But, you know, with Brian being the quarterback, you know he's throwing and his arm's getting stronger all offseason throwing the football. And then Shane really came around on the defensive side of the ball. And both of them are getting looks at the college level at football and baseball. So there's a possibility for both of them to play both sports at the next level, which is very exciting with the options they have going forward.
From the plate, Coach, who are some of the guys, who are some of the Raptors leading the way from the plate right now?
Well, Zane Denton's obviously the anchor. You know, he's hit 7 homers. He's hitting, you know, well over 300. You know, Ben Severance, who's a sophomore, who's been a good surprise for us coming forward as a younger player, has really been an on-base machine and being able to steal some bags for us. Shane Craig's another key cog in our offense. And then we also have a freshman who's gotten a lineup the last month or so, Nick Rahm, who's been another great surprise for us, who's been able to really hit towards the top of our lineup. But a lot of it, too, is, you know, with the offseason we had, there wasn't a whole lot of practice time with the amount of rain. So kind of what you mentioned, you know, I feel like a lot of our hitters are just getting into midseason form and getting moving.
Coach, let's talk about the 11 AAA standings. You all are sitting there at, I think, right now, fifth. But that, like you said, that's a little with the beginning of the year and then this district, it's so, so tight. So let's talk about that. Sitting at top right now, Summit, they're sitting at top number one, okay? It's going to be hard for them not to finish number one, I think, during the regular season. And then when you get 2 through 6, basically, Brentwood, Franklin, Independence, Ravenwood, Dixon, you all are all right there. This league is so competitive. But talk a little bit about that. How close are those four or five teams right there together? It really is a pick 'em, I think, anytime you get on the diamond together. And then how much of it goes into who's one is throwing, you know what I'm saying? Talk a little bit about that race for number two going into the district tournament.
Yeah, as I was thinking about today and kind of preparing to go on your show, you know, I was thinking about the pitching, you know, and you kind of mentioned it earlier about how good our pitching is in this district. And this is my 8th year to coach in this district, and this is by far, from a mound standpoint, the best. I mean, there's 4 SEC pitchers with McIlvain, Money, Hassel, and Granzo. And you got 2 other Division I pitchers with Jet Jackson and Solomon Washington. And then there's 4 more that are going to pitch at the college level. I mean, you're talking about 9 college pitchers in our district that as of now, and that's not even counting the younger players. So, you know, it comes down to pitching and on the mound and, you know, trying to figure out a way to play offense and manufacture some runs against those good arms. So it's a battle every single week. And, you know, going to the standings, you know, Summit is 11-1 and is kind of separated from the rest of the pack at this point. And it's going to be hard to catch without some help. But yeah, 2 through 7, you know, Brentwood 7-3, Franklin's 8-4, and then Independence, Ravenwood, and Dixon are all sitting at 500, with 3 series to go. So it's a very exciting race, and there's some key matchups coming up down the stretch here that are really going to determine seeding. You know, for us, we play Centennial, Page, and Independence, you know, so for us, those are all 3 key, huge series as far as where you're kind of lining yourself up going into district playoffs.
Oh, yeah, and it could, you know, all of the, like I mentioned, right now we got Brentwood, Franklin, Independence, Ravenwood, Dixon. With these series, this thing could totally flip, right? But so with what you're talking about with the series you have left, you got a chance to move up, a lot of different things could happen. The way you all do it, I think I like asking all y'all. I think it's pretty cool. But the way y'all do it, the regular season winner goes on to the region tournament, regardless of what happens in the district tournament. So, playing for seedings, I think, is a big deal in this district tournament, because if it holds true to form and Summit wins, then they're in regardless of what happens in the district tournament. Now we're all playing for one spot and you just mentioned all the pitchers and all the teams. That might be hard. I would think getting out of your district tournament, that's probably the hardest thing you go through in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, going back, you know, since I've been here in 8 years, the two teams that have left our district each year have made the state tournament outside of 2 years. Last year we got upset in the sub-state, and there's one other year where another team didn't. But 6 out of 8 years, the two teams that come out of Williamson County were in the state tournament, just because, you know, and the hard part about it is each year there's 4 or 5 teams in our district that deserve to go on and have a chance and could make the state tournament just because it's such the depth of it. But, you know, in our sport, when only two teams come out, you know, the district tournament is, you know, every pitch is so crucial, and obviously seeding and getting good matchups on the mound, and, you know, it's very intense, and it's very exciting, and that's why we get up at 5:30 a.m. all off season and train in the weight room and have a throwing program, do all the things we do, is to prepare for May. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us, man. Congratulations so far on the season. I know you're playing really well right now. Good luck closing out these last series in district tournament, and we'll be talking soon, brother. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do for high school athletics and for the show and all the support you give us to Williamson County as well.
Thank you, sir. Coach Danny Bourne, Ravenwood Raptor Baseball. Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive, right in the heart of Cool Springs. Anything automotive but bodywork. They were, I was over there the other day, man. That place is hopping. So get in there and see Garth and the boys. Anything from an oil change, or if you need new tires, especially in the rain, Yokohama Tires. They are the home of Yokohama Tires. So big supporter of high school athletics, especially in Williamson County. Give them a shot. Gateway Tire. We'll be right back. Coach Dwayne Alexander, Tennessee Tech Golden Eagle Football, High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Need to get in shape, get that beach body ready for the summer. Get to Mandu, 4 locations in right here in this mid-state area. You got Green Hills, West End, Brentwood, Cool Springs, EMS training. It's like nothing you've ever done. 15 minutes is the equivalent of 6 to 8 hours of strength training in the weight room. 65% muscle penetration is what you're going to get on your own. You can get 95 to 100 in Mandu. It is for all body types, all fitness levels, all ages. All you got to do is get in there and get that first session. It's free. They're so confident that you will enjoy it that you will be back. So go to mandu.com and get your way, get started on the best physical fitness shape you've been in a long time. MANDUU.com. We got Coach Dwayne Alexander, Tennessee Tech Golden Eagle Football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, sorry, I was almost delayed there. I was getting ready to Google that website you just talked about to get my beach body ready. Sounds like a great thing.
Well, you saw the coach. The coach is doing it now, too. He's about back in his playing shape, man. It's something
like his Vanderbilt days. He certainly does.
No question. If I could get you and Coach Hatfield down here in the Mandu suits, I would gladly come pick you up and bring you back.
Well, their business would boom if they happen to see us here. I can tell you that.
Hey, man, spring practice finished up, spring game. I know I watched a video of it. You had a lot of alumni back, former players. You had a lot of signees in, and guys like you, when you get a job like this, there's a reason why you're there, right? So we're getting this thing built up the way we want it. But it seemed to me like you were very pleased with spring practice and pleased with the spring game.
Very, very pleased. We had a very good spring. We had 15 very productive days. For our staff, you know, we've had a whole year together, you know, and that's meant a lot to really get to know our players, our team, and that type of thing. So we were obviously much further ahead in year two of spring practice than we were this time last year. Great having our alumni back. That was a big point of emphasis of myself being an alum, obviously, of Tennessee Tech. I wanted to see us really reconnect with our former players, and we've really worked hard at doing that. Coach Hatfield has been a tremendous asset of that. We've got 5 coaches on our staff that all, you know, played and coached at Tennessee Tech at previous times in our career at some point, or I have been a former player or a former coach or both, like myself and a couple other guys. And so, you know, it's very important that we get those alumni back and really establish our recruiting roots back here in Middle Tennessee.
Well, Coach, you talk about that. That's one thing that I love about it. You know, knowing you guys, you're already pulling for you and in right being right there in Cookeville. But a lot of people talk about focusing on, you know, it always sounds good. Or we're going to focus on recruiting the mid-state or the state, right? You hear that a lot, but it doesn't always happen that well. You guys have really done it. And obviously your job is to run the program the right way, but it's also to win games, right? So you're not signing kids just to be nice. I think you all believe it and think there's a lot of good players here, but you've really focused on it, and it's really been cool to watch that. Talk about that. Why was that important to you? And then obviously, I mean, it's paid off, and we got some really good players. But talk about that.
Well, absolutely. Well, it's really important. This is my 31st year of coaching, and I've done all 31 years here in our great state of Tennessee, so at the high school level and collegiate level. So I have seen, you know, high school football really just explode as the population has exploded here in the Middle Tennessee area, you know, the Rutherford County area, the Wilson County area, the Williamson County area, the Sumner County area, all those areas that touch Metro Nashville, just how much growth that there has been. And with that, there's been a, you know, with an influx of population, there's an influx of people and football players and schools, and, you know, the quality of football, the quality of coaching, the quality of opportunities that young men are having at a young age. I mean, it just makes sense that you would focus on that. Plus, you know, I'm a big believer at, you know, to build our fan base and that type of thing. You know, people want to come out and see young men that they know play, you know, at least have heard of them. It's really neat for our guys on our team right now that so many of them competed against each other in high school, and now they're on the same team. But, you know, it's one thing, like you said, to talk about it, but it's another thing to be about it. And I'm a big believer in action. You know, not a whole lot of talk. Let's see what we can get done. And, you know, the two signing classes that we put together at Tennessee Tech, since I've been the head coach there, we have signed 12 players from the mid-state area to football scholarships. And, you know, these are very good players. And a lot of those guys played for us as freshmen. You know, this past year, actually got, you know, dressed out in games and played for us last season. So it's certainly been a focus for us, and we've been able to sign 12 guys from the mid-state area. And, you know, and I think that's awesome.
Coach, Tennessee Tech is the, I still want to call it the Clinic Bowl, but the Blue Cross Bowl, they are the host of that, re-signed what, last year, I think, you know, another 5, 6, 7 years. Great event. I think y'all do a great job with it. I love it being there. Go every year. How much of a benefit is that to you all?
Well, it's a huge benefit. I mean, you look, one of the neat pictures we do for our football program every year, our media guide, is we take a picture of all the players that are currently on our Tennessee Tech football team that played in a Blue Cross Bowl there in Cookeville, Tennessee. And that picture always has, you know, anywhere from 16 to 20 players in it. You know, and these are from single A, double A, 3A, 4A, 5A, private school, you know, and so, you know, that's really a neat picture. And these guys, this past year, we signed, for example, two young men from Knox Central that played for Coach Rosser, that played in the state championship game there. You know, we signed a young man from Oakland High School, of course, that played for Coach Creasy there at Oakland, you know, and over the years, I mean, Alcoa, we've signed young men from Alcoa, they're from our team, of course, Coach Rankin, that's kind of his home away from home. It's their home field there, it seems to be. At Alcoa, you know, that's their experience. When they come to Tennessee Tech, their last experience that they think of in football is a positive one. Anytime you're playing for a state championship, that's a positive feeling for parents and for players. And on top of that, Tate, the other big thing is we have an unbelievable amount of requests of people wanting to scrimmage at Tennessee Tech. This spring, we're already going to host, I know, 3 high school scrimmages. Here in fall, we'll host probably 4 to 5 high school scrimmages where people, for example, from the Knoxville area want to maybe meet up with a team from the Middle Tennessee area and meet halfway and scrimmage at Tennessee Tech. And, you know, that's twofold, our location, number one. But secondly, these guys want to come and scrimmage there because they always want to point out to their players, hey, in December, we want to be back here, you know, so we get during the playoff season, a ton of teams want to come and walk through or get a practice, you know, on our field. And then that's an awesome recruiting tool when you've got people actually coming to you, you know, and coming on your campus. And then our staff with that, it's been a priority for myself and our staff to make sure that we roll out the red carpet for folks that want to come on to our campus. Man, we go down there and welcome them. We make sure that they have everything they need. We make sure we shake all the coaches' hands and we want them to have a positive experience and go, hey, these guys really care about high school football. They care about us, and make that a positive experience for them.
Coach, to parents, we've got all kinds that listen. To parents or young athletes, you know, especially juniors, sophomores, juniors, the one wanting to play at the next level. And I know, you know, you can tell them and tell them and tell them. But what are obviously you're looking for football players, and it's getting more and more important with the social media and all that. But what would number one, two things, a guy who's maybe, you know, we're not talking about like a Kane Patterson, right? That kid, right. We knew what he was going to do. The guys right. that are right there on the fringes, they're definitely going to play at the next level. We just don't know where yet. What maybe one or two things would you tell them, boys? I'm telling you, if you want to play and you want these guys to be interested, if you want Tennessee Tech to be interested in you, these are the things you need to be doing the next 6 months.
Well, number one, it's not cliche. You take care of your academics. You need to focus as much on your academics. It is a There's all kind of levels of football out there, Tate. Besides, you know, obviously the Tennessees and Alabamas of the world, you have the FCS level, the Tennessee Techs and TSUs and Austin Peay and Chattanoogas, et cetera. You have the Division II level. There's 18 colleges and universities in the state of Tennessee alone, you know, that play college football. And there's some type of financial aid packages, you know, attached with all of those. And a large majority of those are tied to academics. I mean, they are. Academics are huge. Or ACT scores, your GPA, your core classes, taking care of stuff with an NCAA eligibility center in a responsible, timely fashion really makes you recruitable, because we put that tape on and watch that film. After we watch that film, then the next thing is, what all can we find out about this young man? What type of person is he? What type of character does he have? What does the English teacher have to say about him? And those are real things. I mean, we're recruiting academics, we're recruiting character. And one quick bit of advice I would give any prospective student-athlete on their highlight film. Don't just go through and pull out, you know, your plays from each game and kind of put them in that order. You put the very best thing that you have ever done in a game. You put all that on the front end. You want to make sure that when a coach turns that on, that, you know, I don't care if it's you dunking a basketball. I don't care if it's you made a 90-yard run, if you made a big quarterback sack and picked it up the ball and ran it in for a touchdown, that should be on the front end of that tape. I mean, you want to make coaches want to watch more. You know, but character, academics, you know, and I tell you, the other thing, too, you know, you hear it a lot, but a bunch of our guys that we signed in our signing classes the last 2 years have been multi-sport athletes. We love watching them. I've seen a ton of basketball games. I've watched guys run track, looking for track times, guys that if you don't have verifiable track times in region track meets and state track meets, guys that are wrestlers, high school wrestlers. We've signed two guys that are high school wrestling champions. We've signed guys that have played in the state tournament basketball that are, you know, really good baseball players. I think, you know, enjoy your high school career, be competitive. We want to see you compete. So those are just a few things that I would throw out there.
Coach Alexander, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Let's come back summer, come camp season, and do this again.
Let's do that. That's always a pleasure. And I really appreciate what you do to promote high school football. I mean, it's the most awesome thing we have right now, you know, out there for young men. I really believe that, and I really appreciate you and over the years your dad and everybody for what you've done to promote the sport.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Dwayne Alexander, head football coach, Golden Eagle Football, Tennessee Tech. He's one of the good guys. Before we go, Terminex, three free inspections you need to get. The crawl space, the mosquitoes, and the termites. If you're in this listening area, you're in their service area. Robert Boyer and the crew, Cool Springs. Customer service is their number one thing. Attention to detail. Call 800-TERMINEX. Get those three free inspection scheduled. Lastly, Jackson Matthews, Maddox Ruth, headed to Florence, Alabama. Boys, have fun. Remember the rule. That's it for today. Up next, Forklift Systems Sports Saturday with the coach. Have a great weekend.